From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. Kathy Bates is the kind of actor whose characters remain vivid in your memory long after details of the film have faded away. She's had top billing, such as her Oscar-winning performance in Misery, but it's in her supporting roles that Bates has built her reputation. From the unsinkable and irascible Molly Brown in Titanic to the foul-mouthed political consultant in Primary Colors, Bates manages to upstage anyone and anything when she's on screen. She is once again receiving positive reviews for her latest supporting role in the film About Schmidt. Bates plays the free-spirited mother of a groom-to-be.
When I had my hysterectomy, that boy did not leave my side for 1 minute. Not 1 minute. People used to raise their eyebrows because I breastfed him until he was almost five, and I say, well, you just look at the results. I raised a sensitive, devoted boy who has turned into a sensitive, devoted man.
There's one scene in particular in About Schmidt that audiences can't stop talking about, and joining us now to talk about that scene and so much more is Kathy Bates. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Michelle.
You're known in Hollywood as a scene stealer, and you do it again in your latest film. There's one scene in particular that you make your own. Why don't you describe that scene for us?
Well, let me start by describing the film a little bit. About Schmidt is about Warren Schmidt, and that's the character that Jack Nicholson plays. And at the very beginning of the film, Warren is retiring, and then shortly after he retires, his wife dies. And at that point, he climbs in his Winnebago, and he heads across country to Denver to his daughter Jeannie's wedding. And she's marrying my son, Randall Herzl, played by Dermot Mulroney, and I play Roberta Herzl. And when Warren arrives at our house, the only place that he can sleep is in Randall's old bedroom. And Randall is a waterbed salesman, and so Warren, to his displeasure, gets a terrible crick in his neck from sleeping on the waterbed. So the next day we try everything to try and make him feel better, and one of Roberta's solutions is to have him take a hot tub in the backyard. She has a wonderful jacuzzi out there. And that night, after the big dinner that they have at the rehearsal dinner, Roberta comes out and plunks herself down in the hot tub next to Warren. And so the scene called for me to do the scene nude. So that's, I guess, what everybody's talking about.
When you took this film, did you know that there would be a nude scene?
Yes, of course. It's in the script.
And did that give you pause at all?
Of course, you know, you read it and it was very explicitly described. And Alexander Payne, who also wrote the screenplay with Jim Taylor, we had a lot of emails back and forth about that nude scene because we both felt it was very right for the script and very right for Roberta. But I also wanted to feel comfortable doing it. And so we negotiated what I felt comfortable with and what he felt was good for the script.
When I saw the film, I saw it on a Saturday night and in a theater. And as a reporter, I guess I eavesdrop a lot on people, and I was listening to the conversations following the film, and they were really interesting. I mean, that was the thing that everyone was talking about.
And what did they say?
Well, what I thought was interesting is so many women said that they were so happy to see that scene because it was something that you don't often see, which is a person on screen with no clothes on who looks like most Americans look.
A real person.
A real person.
Yeah, I agree. I'm thrilled with that. I went to the premiere at the Academy in Beverly Hills, and there was a big cheer that went up. I think a lot of women are feeling, you know, you go, girl, finally, there's a real human being on the screen the way most women look.
The notion that women out there are saying, you go, girl, that must feel really good, particularly after what you experienced early in your career when you made the jump from Broadway to Hollywood. And when they decided to make a Hollywood version of Frankie and Johnny, a part that was written with you in mind, and you weren't considered for that film at that time.
Well, I think Gary Marshall was very keen on working with Michelle Pfeiffer. And, you know, I feel that we're all actors. And I think Michelle is a brilliant actress. And she very much wants to play roles that stretch her capabilities as an actress. She doesn't want to be limited by her looks any more than I want to be limited by mine. So I think she did a wonderful job in the film. And I think the stereotyping of women in terms of their size or their appearance is just so limiting, especially for a business like show business, where you should have so much imagination and creativity and no holds barred.
The difference in playing a leading role and a supporting role. If you're not the designated lead, are you encouraged to pull back? And I guess in seeing you on screen in so many strong roles, I wonder if that's even possible for you.
I look at it in this way. I guess I've always looked at myself as a member of the orchestra, and whether that's the guy who bangs the cymbals together or it's the first chair violinist, you still have to play the music the right way. So I never really look at it in terms of who's the lead and who's the supporting. The work you do is the same work that you do. You have to create an entire human being, whether it's a lead or whether it's a supporting character or whether it's somebody who walks in with one line. What I find most interesting, for example, about actors in England, when you look at a performance like in Nicholas Nickleby, every performance is important. Every person that appears on screen or on stage is important, and they bring the life of that human being with them. So that, as an actor, is what I assign myself to as the task.
And now you're trying your hand at directing.
Yes, I've been directing for several years now. I love working on 6 Feet Under. It's a wonderful show on HBO. I'm sure many of your listeners have watched. It's been a lot of fun, and more than something to do in my spare time, it's been a challenge for me to learn how to work with actors and to learn how to tell the story. I just really have taken to it like a duck to water.
Has it changed your craft at all as an actor?
Yeah, you know, it makes you really sit up and pay attention to how people prepare and how prepared they are when they get to the set. It makes you look at your own work and keeps you sharp, keeps you on your toes.
We've talked about the kind of roles that you take on. You tend to play outspoken and somewhat offbeat characters. Is there a role that you're just dying to play?
I've never been able to answer those kinds of questions very well. I know there are actors who have roles that they're just dying to play, like Medea or whatever, but I've never, for some reason, I've never had that kind of path in acting. I've found a kind of strange sort of spiritual path up and down and around from all the different characters that have come to me at the different times in my life. I've found characters that mirror what I go through at a particular turning point in my life or teach me things that I might need to know at that moment. And so I've sort of been content to go from those moments to those moments and learn what I can about myself and about other human beings in that process.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Michelle.
Kathy Bates. Her new film is about Schmidt. She joined us from our studios in New York.